The Forest Service has a message for visitors and locals alike. Beware of moose. This year, more moose are living in the area known as the Maroon Creek Drainage System, especially, it seems, along the popular hiking trails at the base of Maroon Bells.
People need to know that in our area, moose are a new phenomenon.
That's Phil Nyland, a wildlife biologist for the Forest Service.
It's a new addition to our culture, which is a wonderful addition. But with that addition comes need for awareness.
With more moose in the area, it's likely more people will encounter them, and that's not necessarily a good thing. In just the past 2 weeks, Nyland says there have been multiple instances where moose have charged visitors in the Maroon Bells area.
With that big size and their unpredictable behavior, there's a danger.
In May, two women were hospitalized after a moose attacked them while walking their dogs in Black Hawk. One woman came out of the encounter with 4 broken ribs, staples in the back of her head, and 15 stitches in her leg.
The injuries that they sustained, it's going to change their life from now on. It's akin to being in a car crash.
A bull moose can weigh as much as 1,500 pounds. They are the largest of the ungulate, or deer family, and they have the largest antlers of the group. Moose are particularly agitated by dogs, which, like wolves, are the moose's natural predator.
Because moose can travel 35 miles an hour, and they can get up to speed in just a few footsteps, they can certainly do a lot of damage to a human or a dog.
On a recent morning at the entrance to the Maroon Bells Wilderness area, a ranger stood at the Scenic Loop's trailhead. This spot gets heavy tourist traffic, visitors in bright clothing with cameras at the ready. Moose might make a good photograph, but they won't always sit still for the camera.
Let's see, I've seen two bulls yesterday and a cow and a calf yesterday. They were grazing. We were on watch all day, telling people. If we weren't there to warn them, I'm not sure what they would do.
One ranger stopped a group of 3 who had their dog off leash.
Very, very critical that the dogs stay on leash, because they actually prompt the moose to charge people. So this is a warning. Next time it's going to be a $125 ticket if we see the dog off leash.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
Up past the trailhead, I came across what could be a sitting target for an angry moose. An artist competing in the Aspen Plein Air competition has set up an easel in front of the lake. He's less agile than some hikers on the trail.
And have you heard about the moose?
We have. Yeah. Quite a bit, actually. Well, one of my fellow painters came up here the other day and had a close encounter with one, and one of the park rangers or whatever warned her to continue moving because of the danger of being charged at, which I was like, oh, I want to experience that. So
that doesn't deter you from, you still want to get close?
I've never seen one. I got to see one. The past couple of weeks, I've seen my first mountain. I've seen my first, you know, wild elk. I've seen all these things first time, so moose is on the list, and I'm going to see it today.
But not everyone visiting the Bells is as excited by the idea of getting up close to a horse-sized deer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Have you guys heard about the moose?
Nope.
What would you do if you saw a moose?
I don't know.
Back away slowly, right?
If he charges, you run.
Yeah.
Have you heard about him?
No.
I didn't know they were here.
I assume you haven't seen any.
No, we have not. But we're just starting.
We'd like to.
But we will keep our distance. Yes, we've heard that they're aggressive.
Wildlife biologist Phil Nyland says if a moose raises the hair on the back of their neck and then locks eyes with you, you're too close. It's best, he cautions, to observe from a distance.
If you need binoculars, you're pretty safe. You have time to react.
Because of the number of moose encounters this summer, Forest Service officials are now considering a new management plan for the area. Created in conjunction with the Colorado Parks and Wildlife and local government officials, it might include more restrictions on trails. Officials haven't figured out specifics of the plan yet, but they know more outreach is needed. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Dorothy Atkins.